There you go.
The Tokyo Olympic Games formally kick off Friday night with the scaled-back opening of the ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions, but some events already begun. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the Games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. So organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. This is VOA News. In other news, mourners will pay final respects to Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home in which he was shot several times. His wife was seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including three police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another seven high-ranking police officials have been detained, but not formally arrested as authorities probe why none of the president's security detail was injured that night. The cleanup is underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed at least 33 people in the city and surrounding areas. Rains continue to pound parts of Henan province, of which Zhengzhou is the capital city. Zhengzhou is a major hub for China's railway network, and some trains were stuck on the tracks for as long as 40 hours, prompting rescuers to send passengers food and water. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuba security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses and a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on the Interior Ministry Security Unit. Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests on what it calls U.S. financed counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. And the White House says Chinese opposition to the World Health Organization's probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.